The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
I think, honestly, to say that it's getting worse every day would not be an overstatement. I think it is. It's just getting to be ridiculous. Now they're claiming, and I would say that Newsweek and its platform is claiming that the camel is ahead of Donald Trump in all major polls. But what they said was polling averages. And I think that's another trick. It's all trickery. It's all scripted. It's all garbage. All of it. So don't get suckered into it. You know, just keep your arm's distance always. Look at it objectively and let it kind of percolate. And you'll come up with a very good worldview. Let's find out what William Gein is up to in northern, eastern, southern, southwestern, North Dakota. What is it? North Carolina. I knew it was something like that. How are you?
That was good advice. I mean, completely don't believe it. And if you go over to the betting markets where it now shows Kamala in a commanding lead amongst
the
bettors.
The bookies are putting up Kamala leading? Really?
Well, it's a site called Predict It where you're allowed to bet money on politics because of a university that's doing a study. But you go over there, and it looks like, oh, Kamala's up at 50-something and Trump's down at 45. But the truth is that anybody who has money to pump in over there can influence that. And the Democrats, one thing they clearly have is money. Money. Get a little bit of echo on this end. Jeff, I can hear a little bit of echo. Just thought I'd give you and the producer
Thank you. You sound fine so far. No problem.
Great. But, you can't believe a bit of it. And, you know, especially after the pick of Tim Walz, which I gotta tell you what.
Oh, please.
We need
I'm
to start the show
at that
off and read the riot list on Tim Walz, okay?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Let's enumerate so that everybody knows about Tampon Tim. And he's nicknamed Tampon Tim because he signed a law or order to put tampon dispenser machines in little boys' bathrooms.
Yeah.
Not
what a
men's
clever
rooms.
Fellow. No.
Not the men's room at the truck stop, but children's bathrooms in schools, tampons in the boys' bathroom. So that's why they call him Tampon Tim. On my issue of immigration, he signed into law and celebrated and advocated for licenses for illegals, licenses for everyone, which my organization, Allipac, at allipac.us, it needs your attention and support. We stopped licenses for illegals here in North Carolina and about 30 other states. Apparently, we didn't stop them in Minnesota, which, I mean, please, What kind of crazy white liberals are in Minnesota? I mean, I know the Somalis like running up there now, but what in the hell is wrong with Minnesota? If there's anybody out there listening in Minnesota that wants to give me some insight, please send me a list of that. Tim Walz was enrolled in the military, but when his unit was going to be sent off to Iraq to fight, just like J.D. Vance's unit, he bailed on the military. His unit and the people he served with in the military say that he's a, what do you call it, a false valor type of guy.
Yes.
As soon as it got real and it was time to go serve your country, he bailed on the military. So
he's
an avowed socialist.
Yes.
He's an avowed socialist. He said out loud that, you know, a socialist is just like your friendly neighbor.
I call him a communist. He's just a communist pig.
Yeah, well, he's also a speaking of a communist, I believe not only did he honeymoon in communist China, but he has traveled back and forth to China at least 30 times, I believe, if I'm understanding correctly.
Oh, say no more. I didn't know this. There you go.
Yes. He's been there very China, which probably explains why when the BLM riots broke out, he supported the rioters that burned Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And when the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis called for help to establish or maintain law and order, Tim Walz, who was governor at the time, said no. No, he would not send in more help to prevent the riots. He let Minneapolis burn.
He's just another communist pig. Sorry.
Well, everybody out there listening needs to think about that, because that means if there's another disturbance, if another crack or meth head or fentanyl addict dies of an overdose on screen in the hands of police again, and people start trying to burn down your business, burn down your town or city, or burn down your neighborhood, Tim Walz is going to be on the side of the destructive, the rioters.
Let me say one thing. This is important. Everyone involved with this campaign now who is allegedly supporting the camel, if you ask them to list her major positions, even giving them hints about what the topic might be, they couldn't do it. It's all about image and projection of image. The issues don't matter with most people. They don't process that much data. They just respond to what they see. Go ahead.
Well, this may be yesterday's news. I haven't checked yet, but as of yesterday, some of my favorite podcasters, which I'm trying to get people to pay attention to as well, pointed out that there is zero issue content on Kamala Harris's For President website. And so nothing of any content on her website. She refuses to speak to the media. She only speaks to the media in organized press conferences and controlled environments where
totally
she's reading scripted responses. Exactly.
To the max.
Yeah,
managed
because they're scared of it. Because, listen, they know that if she freewheels it at all.
Oh, if she
all
goes off script, it'll be just like O'Biden. And it's like she's caught something
exactly
from him.
Down the tubes. But, yeah. I am probably, and this is not an endorsement from Alipac or anything, but I'm just going to say this. I'm really enjoying what J.D. Vance is saying. And, you know, I know people out there are like, well, he did this once, and he did that. I'm not endorsing him. I'm not endorsing everything he ever said and everything he did. I'm saying specifically that the things J.D. Vance has been saying and doing that I have been viewing, and it has brought me great mirth.
He should be getting good scripts. The position
he's
in.
I don't know how much of a script. I mean, he's looking in the camera and he's saying point blank, we're going to improve housing and inflation in this country by deporting 20 million illegals. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's music to my ears, because that's what I've been advocating for 20 years, because Alipac will be 20 on 9/11 of 2024. And also, like, okay, today, apparently, J.D. Vance's plane was landing somewhere near Air Force Two, Kamala's plane, and I guess he noticed that the media was all over there standing at a distance waiting to get a glimpse, not to talk to, of course, but to get a glimpse of Cackling Kamala coming off Air Force Two looking all presidential. So
what
J.D.
is she
Vance
doing on Air Force Two?
Well, yeah,
she
travels around. She travels around on Air Force Two.
I guess because of her VP status, but she's sounds like she's using it for campaigning. Hey, go ahead.
Probably, but still under the continuity of government plans, if the nukes start going off somewhere, the president and the vice president need to be in the most hardened facilities and vehicles possible. And those planes are designed to be able to deal with EMPs and blast damages and have command and control centers and all sorts of stuff. But J.D. Boss Vance takes his entourage and his Secret Service detail and walks across the tarmac over to Kamala Harris's plane and starts talking to the media. And he tells them, get this, he says, yeah, I came over, I saw you guys here. I'd hope to talk to Kamala, but nobody gets to do that. Hopefully this will be my plane in a couple of months. All right? And you guys look lonely. He told me they look lonely because, you know, she won't talk to you. And I think, you know, that as in I'm paraphrasing, you know, he's telling them that he'll talk to them. He was over there and you know, taking questions from the media because Kamala won't talk to them. And J.D. Vance just strolls across the tarmac like, what's up? And it's hilarious. It's audacious.
I like to hear stories like that. That's a good one.
And also what he's saying, I like it better. Trump is organic. Trump speaks off the cuff. It works for him. You know, who am I compared to what Trump has ever done? But J.D. Vance, I think J.D. does his homework. I think J.D. thinks about what he wants to say.
He's serious about it. There's no joke. He's serious.
I think he prepares. I think,
yeah, I do. That's,
you know,
what I mean.
And it's probably the law school, the law school in him. You know, maybe he's a slash.
Well, he's got an intellect. He's not stupid. The camel,
well,
on the other hand, yeah.
When they come at him with the attack questions, JD's ready to rumble. And
it's true.
Yeah, and so
I still would like
weird.
To know. Go ahead. Go.
So they're saying that him and Trump are weird because white heterosexual men, married men with families that run businesses, are weird now.
I see.
And yes, that was it. Now they're making, you know, weird hats to have or whatever. But, you know, Walls and cackling Kamala putting tampons in little boys' bathrooms. Now that's not weird. Tim Walls in the state of Minnesota. We're not done with him yet. He either voted for or signed or supported gender-affirming care, a.k.a. child genital mutilation surgeries. Okay? Mm-hmm. He supported them cutting the breasts and genitals off of children. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what all this entailed, because here in North Carolina, even though we've had a Democrat governor, they weren't stupid enough to try mandatory stay-at-home orders, which I believe some states have. Maybe you have a little more knowledge about this, Jeff, but they had a mandatory stay-at-home order in Minnesota, and apparently Tim Walz set up a snitch on your neighbor hotline, which was still running into late 2022 or 2023, where you could call up and report your neighbors for not...
typical communist crap. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But look at all that I've learned in just the last 24 hours. You know, I didn't know... I could have lived all my life without knowing more about this man. I've been quite happy, happy with
it. What is the mechanism? Have you been able to trace it up behind the smoke and mirrors? Who chose this cat? Who chose it?
Well, this is what worries me the most about Cacklin Kamala picking Tim Walz, okay? Tim Walz is from a solid blue state. It was not a strategic pick. She doesn't gain a better chance at any electoral votes. She did not pick him as if she was in a close race she needed to worry about. Her pick of him almost, to me, says, I'm going to win no matter what. The game is fixed. I'm going to pick somebody that jives with me, communist. You know, another fellow communist is who I'm going to pick.
Well, it's also somebody who's not going to compete with her for media attention. The guy's a zero.
Well, she needed a straight white man. And some people believe she skipped the governor of Pennsylvania, which would have been a smart pick because Pennsylvania is one of the must-win states.
He's got problems, Shapiro. Well,
Yeah, well, the problems you've got is a bunch of the Palestinian, Free Palestine people inside the Democratic Party don't want anybody Jewish, and which is really interesting for 60 to 70% of Jewish people in America that vote Democrat. You know, keep on doing it. Keep sleeping
don't
on Chilek.
Don't forget that he volunteered and actually served, from what I read, as an IDF volunteer support soldier. And didn't volunteer for the American military, but he's a dual citizen. We should not allow dual citizens to be involved in any higher office in this land at all. None. No. So if he had been in there, it's too much Jewish influence. Doug Emhoff, Jew. Mossad, probably. Dual citizen, you can bet on it. And so you have a vice president, Shapiro, dual citizen, Jew. Can't do it.
Well, at least two people, including North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, that were under consideration for the VP, removed themselves from Kamala's selection process.
Interesting.
And said, hey, no thanks. And there's other podcasters and people who are on the left who are distancing themselves. I don't think everybody is believing the hype around her. And they're, you know, they can do that, make it appear like a lot of different stuff. Want to give a little teaser about the second half of the show, because another huge topic that's been going on is the situation in England. I mean, England is
very
literally
let's
fire.
Definitely spend a little time on that.
Yes,
yeah.
And we'll put that into the second half. If you're listening to the first part of the show, make sure you tune in on the second, because we'll pick it up after the break on that topic, because what's happening in England, you better pay very, very close attention, because it's exactly what they have planned for us, and a lot of it's already taken place, just like they have planned for us and Tommy Robinson and people like that. And then you got also, apparently, a lot of the major news corporations out in America are now owned out of English firms
investing
and
or buying or being given the opportunity to absorb some big media platforms here. I know. I've read about
it. Yeah, and Brussels, the capital of the European Union, Brussels is running the Labour Party that's running England, and England, or English influencers, are running American media. There's some stuff we'll talk about in tonight's second half about the explosive situation in England, which we need to put as much attention onto as possible. I think one of the advice that I have for everybody right now, Jeff, is for everybody with less than 90 days to go. Yeah, there's this summer phenomena where people don't really start focusing in on the elections until the weather starts to cool a little bit, you know, and start to enter the election season. But I think it's very important that everybody try to map out where both the geographic and the electronic fronts are closest to you. There are places where the front is not, like on Google, the search engine. It's lost. Yeah. Facebook, we're on Facebook, but it's not the front, because I didn't subscribe to any. Let me tell you what William Gein of Alipac sees on Facebook, and I'm not a member of any of these groups. So let me just hit on this and tell you what type of things, Papa. Stacy on the right, I follow her. Here we go. I'm quite sure I am not part of the group Democrats United Moving Forward. And they're in the top of my feed, but they're not even promoted. They're not even paying to do it. They're just there on the behalf. Riding, next one, they're right below that. Another non-ad, just put up there by Facebook, Riding with Kamala. The Iron Snowflake.
Riding with Kamala, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Now, I'm probably a member of a group, or would like to be a member of a group, called Primary Challenge All Rhinos. That sounds like one I might be a part of.
I agree.
Yeah, but then let's see here. Let's move on down a little bit, and not the Bee. It looks like a counter Babylon Bee. Oh, the Democrat Coalition. Ukrainian and gay flags for everybody. Facebook is lost. Back in 2016... The Rig Tech, we call them Rig Tech now, not Big Tech, but Rig Tech had their hands on the scale in 2016. But so many people that were supporting Trump and other things going on overwhelmed the algos. And by on social media and by sharing the stuff through text messages and emails and other avenues that they can't control as well. By 2020, RigTech had that fixed. They had that fixed. The only place electronically that we have a fighting chance right now is on Twitter. And I've said it before. Jeff, do you have a Twitter account?
No. I don't involve with any of it. I just don't.
I think everybody should get a free Twitter account. Follow Elon Musk.
Well, I saw Linda Yaccarino's statement yesterday about the big lawsuit that they're filing, which is good. They should.
Oh, Musk on immigration, and he may want like something softer underneath. Musk is posting things on immigration that have reached the biggest audiences we've ever seen. And
I agree.
Our account is at AllyPack, and we like you to follow us and retweet us and stuff. But our account is still muted. Okay, there's still legacy suppression stuff on us where people can't hear us, but people can hear you, and it's free. And if you follow Elon Musk and you see him say something like William Gein of AllyPack would say about immigration, and you click a little heart button or you retweet it, it has an influence, it has an impact. And here's the thing, it may not be there much longer. The Democrats know, and the Labor Party in England
clearly
knows.
When you say it may not be there, what are you talking about, X?
Well, the Labor Party in England is clearly trying to take steps to offline Twitter in England. They're blaming Twitter for the far-right people in the street. Apparently, you're in England and you oppose the mass murder and rape of children, which is what's happening to them, if you oppose that, or you come on a radio show, or you go on Twitter and you say, oh, I think these immigration-vectored mass rapes and murders of children are wrong, you are, quote, far right. And by far right, they mean you're the same as Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, and we should, you know, tie you up, put you in prison forever, kill you. So,
or worse.
Twitter, Elon Musk has addressed the piece of crap, same as the Democratic Party, Labor Prime Minister.
Well, that guy's Keith Starmer. That guy is, he is a real evil bastard, that guy. I'm telling you straight. I've watched and listened and paid close attention to his quotes. He is not one of us at all.
He came out and said that their main goal was to protect mosques and Muslims. And Elon Musk responded saying, shouldn't you be protecting everybody? Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. And that comment of Elon Musk up against Starmer is huge. But everybody that's listening to this needs to get in there on Twitter, follow Elon Musk, and start doing what you can, because it's the only place, it's the front. It is the electronic battlefront in the war to save the United States of America.
We got you. That's a good recommendation. Musk filed an antitrust lawsuit for billions against the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, called GARM for short, Global Alliance for Responsible Media, as determined by their subjective decisions, responsible, alleging that the organization put together an illegal boycott of X. Video hosting platform Rumble has joined the complaint of Musk against GARM, the Global Alliance for Responsible Media. Responsible media. It's all crap. This labels, the way they twist labels around in words is incredible. The suit was filed in Texas on Tuesday. Pay attention to that. And I think you're right. Musk continues, for all of his shortcomings, to say very impressive things from time to time. That needs to be supported. I concur. All right. Hold on just a minute, and we will continue with William after this. Okay, welcome back. Talking with William at AllyPack.us. How did the funding go, by the way, since our last visit?
Oh, yeah, we cleared the last hurdle, and the folks who listen to this show made it happen. I cannot say thank you enough. Please keep that support coming, and thank you for keeping us in the fight. Now we have to prepare a expensive mailer to reach out to some of our donors and supporters that we only get a response from by mail. And we got to raise a couple $1,000 to do that, and we appreciate everybody's help. So,
well, that's great to hear. These people understand that they'll never get a better political action committee or political organization working for them, and they know They're getting great value for every penny they donate. And that's the truth. This is the only one that really stands up and tells it straight. Go ahead.
Well, appreciate that. We're going to do everything we can. There's another electronic frontier. We want to talk about this thing in England. First of all, a bit of the backdrop. Before we get to the explosive July 29th mass stabbing of children, okay, people in England were already very upset about mass migration. It's very hard to tell how much of it's the hyper-legal immigration versus illegal immigration, because the leftists that run the Labor Party, which is about the equivalent of America's Democrat Party, they've got three main parties over there, I think. It's the Labor Party, which is the Democrats, the Conservative Party, which is like the Rhino Republicans that don't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
his
name? Nigel Farage.
Good definition. They don't do anything. No.
They come out and talk a good game. Oh, well, I disagree with Labor on this. They shouldn't be bringing in all these immigrants. But when you really look at it, I don't do nothing. And then there's another party called the Reform Party, which I believe is who a lot of the people who are concerned about illegal immigration and follow a guy named Tommy Robinson are supporting. But before we get to the mass murder of children on July 29th, you're talking about a country where it was found that there was the mass rape of children going on by Pakistani grooming gangs.
Oh, they're gangs. The children are not safe in England. You got to be really careful.
Yeah, they were grooming and mass raping children by the thousands. And when the locals complained and asked for help, the police wouldn't do anything. And there's a term that's coming up now. I believe it's called dual policing. I think that's it, dual policing, two-tiered policing. And everybody needs to sort of come familiar with this term, okay, because when the white people show up and they demonstrate and say, oh, my God, we're shocked and upset about the mass murder of these children or the mass rape of these children, the United Kingdom police are all over them and arresting them by the hundreds.
Instantly, no question. Let me read this. Let me help people understand. Real quick, a little review. UK Prime Minister Keir, he's a Sir, by the way, Sir Keir Starmer. This is a bad guy, Starmer, strongly condemned an attack Sunday on a hotel housing asylum seekers that saw at least 10 police officers injured, one seriously, describing it as far-right thuggery. In a statement from 10 Downing Street on Sunday afternoon, the PM vowed that the authorities will do whatever it takes to bring these white, he didn't say it, I am, white thugs to justice. And justice will be swift. Not a word about any of these grooming gangs, any of the crimes, any of the rapes, nothing about the invaders ravaging England. This guy is really a traitor, big time.
Now, I've watched a lot of videos from the streets in England, a lot of them, because I'm on Twitter, and we got to see these videos.
You won't find them on Google. Most of them will
disappear.
And
you won't find them on Facebook or anywhere else. And, you know, what you do, Jeff, is more website news aggregate with a radio show.
Right.
And what we do at Alipack is more text-based, you know, archiving, you know, and radio, and what these people are doing is they're uploading film and live streams of what's actually happening, and
there's
all of us watching on Twitter, we could tell that when white people were saying, oh my God, they just murdered these little girls at the dance studio, the police are like, dogs, get back, dogs, but then the Muslim patrols started to form. And there are huge mobs of blade and sword wielding, angry. We say M word on Twitter because online you can't say the word Muslim. It has to be M word or something. They're parallel. There's no police visible. Now there was a video clip of one police officer walking over to a group of Muslims and saying, "Hey guys, just want to make sure you know that we're all cool and stuff. You know, we're here, you know, for you and stuff like that." And the Muslims like, "Yeah, well, we don't need we understand that, but we don't need you." We don't need you. Same message. And it's very so similar to what's here in the United States. During the George Floyd riots, the Democrats' constituency were the ones burning the cities and rioting. And so no police were dispatched hardly anywhere to do anything about them. Kamala Harris, while Tim Walz was denying the mayor of Minneapolis resources, Kamala Harris was raising money for an organization to bail out Antifa and arsonists and rioters destroying the country. So very similar. See, the Democrats who take control of the city police, and in the case of Minnesota, the state police, those are their constituents who are rioting. So they're not going to crack down on their own people. And over in Europe, I don't know this, but I mean, I'm just going to take a guess out of here. I'm pretty sure that the large imported legal and illegal, hyper-legal and illegal immigration Muslim populations are voting for Labor. And that's why the police on their side. And there's some tear-jerking interviews of a white lady who just stepped outside her apartment, and they arrested her to please the Muslim mob. In England right now,
he's being absolutely sold out by this guy. He should be taken to the Tower.
The police are on the side of the migrant Muslim mob.
It's true.
Now let's talk about the stabbing. And
now, I don't remember Starmer. Let me say this: Starmer. Here's what he said about the white Englishmen. They're calling him far right, but what the hell does that mean? I guarantee, he says, you will regret taking part in this disorder, whether directly or those whipping up this action online and then running away themselves. This is not a protest. It is organized, violent thuggery, and it has no place on our streets or online. This is Starmer talking about whites.
And if Jeff Rentz and William Geen lived in England, he'd be talking about us, okay? There's a video on Twitter of the police arresting a man, and you don't see the man, but you can tell that he's elderly and has medications for many illnesses, and they're arresting him for a comment he made on Facebook. We have a video of the police.
England is gone. It's gone. Forget it. It's gone into the hands of the communist, Zionist, globalist Bolsheviks, and they are really trying to crush any kind of resistance from Englishmen and English women.
Well,
great
I'm going to give out
over there.
Near the end of the show, I'm going to give out the list of access points where people who haven't seen this can go and see some of this stuff. Because I think everybody listening really should try to go see that. But you need to see what it looks like when the police kick in your doors
and
arrest you because of a comment. All right, because what we're doing on this show right now are the type of people they're talking about, and there's all sorts of. Yeah. So, but let me make sure we need to talk about the stabbing, okay? Because there's been riots for a week because of the mass murder
of these
children.
11 little children.
Well, before we even say that, I just want to put up front that the leftists, the Labour Party, the Democrats of England are trying to claim that the reason there were riots and unrest over by the far right was because there were false information spread online that the suspect was an illegal migrant. Uh-huh. And I can tell you, whether some people said that or not, one of the reasons that happened was as soon as the stabbing happened, the government's first response was not to tell anybody for anything for 4 days. They created the information vacuum.
I found out early. You probably did, too.
Well, I found out, you know, they finally released the name of the 17-year-old boy. It's not confirmed whether he is a Muslim or not. He is from Rwanda, which
is 90% Rwanda.
Christian.
He's black from Rwanda.
He is, but, well, his parents are. He is an English-born child of Rwandan refugees, whatever that means, okay? And 90% of Rwanda is Christian, but we don't know. The thing about it is this is an immigration-vectored attack, okay? The Pulse nightclub murderer was the son of Afghan refugees here in the United States who went and killed blah, blah, blah people in that club. This was an immigration-vectored attack that being a knife attack and being at a dance studio where little girls, little white girls for the most part, were learning how to dance to Taylor Swift songs, all has the markings of a Muslim-type whatever attack. It has all that stuff around it. And
it's identical. Same M.O.
Axel, his name, the 17-year-old alleged attacker, Axel Rudakabana, who they said is a British citizen born in Cardiff to parents from Rwanda, was arrested at the scene. and he's been charged with 3 counts of murder, 10 counts of attempted murder, and possession of a bladed article, which, by the way, I hope everybody knows that the people of England cannot defend themselves, because maximum force to defend yourself in England is a knife or a bat. Full gun confiscation started in the late 90s, around 97. And while we've seen recent videos of Muslim migrants with AK-47s, the British population has been disarmed and is helpless to do anything against their government with guns, or the migrants with guns, or the criminals with guns.
As soon as they take the guns, it's over, and it's done there.
So Axel Rutabakabuna murdered 3 little girls, and one, I think 4 were killed. I think one of the instructors...
Little white girls, white girls.
Well, and I think one of the instructors, I think, was killed too. The attack took place at a Taylor Swift-themed yoga and dance workshop held at the Heart Space, a community studio in the Mioles Cop area of Southport. 25 children were in attendance. The attacker stabbed 11 children and 2 adults. 2 girls died at the scene. 6 of the injured children and both adults were in critical condition when taken to the hospital. The third girl died the following day. Motivation of the attack has not been identified. People had a vigil. Other people showed up and the police were there all over them, and they ended up, you know, riding into the night. Some police officers were injured, and there were some damages and stuff like that, which nobody supports.
This is what's bringing American, our counterparts, British. I don't think Americans would even hit the streets here, frankly, but anyway. The people
somewhere in
the
there, Tommy Robinson, and there's video clips of this, was part of a very positive march of people with patriotic flags and children on their shoulders marching through the streets against these issues, and there was no rioting and no clashing or whatever, but there's something else going on, and of course they found some idiot with a swastika tattoo somewhere to say, oh, look, here's what it's all about.
That's a plant.
Yeah, well, whether he's a plant or not, you know, that's what the media went and goes put the thing on, but here's what happens next. So we go from the angry white men and women in the streets. Now, apparently the mobs did go and damage and maybe attempt to set fire to a hotel and a couple places that were sheltering migrants. And I'm saying that, you know, illegal aliens put up in hotels, just like here in the United States of America. And they did some property damage and some stuff like that. And that was one of the initial things
but
that happened.
But the truth is, William, we'll never know who started any fires like that, really.
Well, the other thing is, online there were rumors which people more on our side of the issue are saying are false, claiming that these people who were in the streets threw acid on the Muslims, which is really cute, because I've never heard of any non-Muslim
never
acid
heard
attack.
Of it.
It's always the Muslims, but... But somebody spread this stuff. But anyway, the thing started to morph quickly, because then the migrant Muslim community started to form Muslim patrols, and you can see them speeding cars around in circles and chanting in big groups in the street, and not a police officer
that's
in sight. Well, it turned into whites have been hunted in the streets. And I said that because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen at least 5
That's
different
correct.
Videos where large mobs of Muslims are hunting white people in the streets. I repeat, white people are being hunted in the streets of England tonight. And it's on video.
You couldn't be more correct. 100% correct. Right there.
And there's no police in sight to protect them. And it's just an innocent white man or woman walking down the street, and all of a sudden 50 people are on them. And it's apocalyptic.
They're taking over the streets. They're taking over the former cultured, civilized country of England. It's really, this is tragic. You're not half right. You're all right. This is 100% correct. And it's only going to get worse. And they are literally running around the streets, taking the law into their own hands. And no one's going to stop them.
I put out an email yesterday asking people to get on Twitter, asking people to follow Elon Musk, but also sent out links, link to a page on our site that links to several YouTube content creators. And I've mentioned these folks before, but I want to say right now, besides Twitter, your second electronic battlefront that I'm asking you to, you know what, the Twitter thing and what I'm asking you right now, I'm asking people, what do we got, not 89 days? I'm asking you to consider doing this for the next 90 days because I believe this to be your second electronic battlefront. I'm going to read off the names of some different podcasters, and these are people that are mostly on YouTube, which you can sign up an account free. I know it's Google. I know it's biased. I know it's horrible. But you can learn a lot really quick by watching some of the videos that these people are producing. Some of them are producing a couple of weeks. Some of them are producing a couple of videos every day. And they're doing like I'm doing. They're scanning Facebook, and they're taking, you know, and they can't show you the violent stuff without it being blurred. You can see the violence unblurred on Twitter, but on YouTube it has to be blurred and very tongue-in-cheek. These guys that I'm going to mention to you are barely in existence on YouTube at all. And I can tell you because I posted this list on my Facebook page, and all of a sudden I've got 20 to 30 paid cyber trolls coming in and attacking. I know from the artillery that the names I'm about to read on your show are the people and content creators, that very powerful people that can hire mobs of online mobs on Facebook, don't want you listening to. But these people, not only can they fill you in, but if you watch their videos on your phone, on your laptop, on your computer, on your favorite device, on Twitter, just your view, for each view they get, it brings it to more audiences. You've got the information in your brain. You can share it with a tweet. You can share it on YouTube. You can like it. You can comment on it. You can subscribe to it. You can do like I do and buy their mug to support what they're doing. You can put the link to it in an email and send it to an old friend from high school. You can take what you learn and call into a talk radio show and say, I was watching the Benny Johnson show the other day, and he had a clip of Tim Walz saying that he was going to pass amnesty for millions of illegals. You know, these names I'm going to read on the show are where I think everyone should be watching and listening, sharing, commenting, retweeting. It's free. You don't have to spend any money. Okay? So here they are. One I just added tonight, Benny Johnson's channel on YouTube and Twitter. Find them both places. Like, subscribe, watch, relay. If you're very interested in this England stuff, there's a new ad to it. It's called Talk TV. That's Talk TV at youtube.com/@TalkTV. Sky News, Australia outfit. Find those guys because they're more conservative than Fox. Decoy Voice. Mark Dice. James O'Keefe of O'Keefe Media Group. It's no longer Project Veritas. It's James O'Keefe of OMG, O'Keefe Media Group. Peak Prosperity. That's Chris Martinson's channel, Peak Prosperity. The LV Nation. The guy's named Valentine. He's a black dude that voted, I think, for Biden 4 years ago, who's now on board with Trump. And a lot of these podcasters are younger, they're a very diverse group, and they're reaching different audiences. SC Reviews, that's the letter S and C, space reviews. Candace Owens. Charlie Kirk. Russell Brand. James Klug, or Klug, it's spelled K-L-U-G, James Klug, young man is going into blue zones in California, sticking microphones in the faces of young liberals and asking them hard questions, and it's quite entertaining. Baring. Baring's an Australian, and he's funny, and he's not for everybody on this show because he gets a little bit, you know, sensationalized, and he's really not happy with feminists, but there's a channel called Baring, B-E-A-R-I-N-G. There's a new channel, young black man running, it's called Woke Virus. He's very hard to find because Woke Virus brings back a lot of other results, but it's at youtube.com/@WokeMindVirus. All of these are in the latest announcement at alipac.us. If you go to www.alipac.us and go into announcements, you will see a post that links to this section at the top. Called, what's the title of the post? Take Rapid Action, Amplify U.S. Patriot Voices. Or you can look at the main page at alipac.us and go down to the videos about illegal immigration and refugee programs. Click on that. Look at the top post titled New Pro-America Video Content Creators Need Support. A couple more names to get through. Woke Virus. Matt Walsh. Paul Joseph Watson. actual justice warrior, Matt Christensen, Roman Balmakov of Facts Matter with Roman Balmakov, China in Focus, Anthony Brian Logan, Officer Tatum, Tim Poole of Timcast IRL, J.P. Sears, Awaken with J.P., Chris Chappell of China Uncensored, Michael Knowles, Stephen Crowder, Mr. Reagan, Mr. Obvious, The Babylon Bee, Sydney Watson, Liberty Hangout, a.k.a. Kate's Unsafe Place. That's the Liberty Hangout. Guy from North Carolina, Greg. His channel's called Black Conservative Perspective, and I think he's Greg Serban. And then the last one is Liberal Hive Mind. Liberal Hive Mind. Check some of these out. Some you may like, some you don't like. Pick and choose which ones you tolerate the most. I think that if each of you listening will go and watch about four videos from this collection, you'll understand what I'm trying to get across and why I'm identifying as an electronic battlefront and what's going to happen and who determines what happens, because you can convey so much meaning quickly to so many other people by any form of exchange you prefer. Sharing, watching and sharing these videos, and you help them anytime you like their videos, you subscribe to their channel, you make a comment, you share it by text message, you share it by email, however you watch videos. If you don't have one and you can afford a couple hundred bucks to get yourself a Samsung Smart TV, it's the way to go. A Samsung Smart TV with the YouTube app on it, hooked up to the internet, is absolutely fabulous. And
What's it do?
It shows you all of these different podcasters and any video that you want, streaming. It's incredibly entertaining, and when I do get a little time to watch anything, that's what I like to do. The Samsung Smart TV paired up with YouTube. But a simple cell phone or iPad, laptop, or PC will do. And I appreciate the opportunity to share these names with you guys. I'll keep refining this list on the Alipac site and making it easy to locate their Twitter and YouTube handles and sending people their way for the next 80-something days, because I think that these people...
89.
I think these people here are the best counterweight we have to ABC, CBS, and NBC.
The best counterweight to ABC, CBS, and NBC is not to watch them.
Yeah, well, Tucker Carlson is smoking them online with his podcast.
One would hope.
Tucker Carlson now has audiences much larger than all the major networks combined.
What the hell would you want to watch that crap for? I have no idea.
NBC?
Any of the mainstream outlets. What for? Why would they waste your time?
They pump it in to the masses.
All right, we got to run. We're late. Thank you for all that, and good guidance. Hopefully we'll see things changing. I don't think that we're out of the woods at all on this. I think things are going to become far more dangerous, and certainly I think they're going to be stunning events ahead. Many.
Well, go watch those videos from England if you want to see what the United States is going to be like under Kamala Harris and Tim Walz if we don't
pay
get
attention
people off the couch.
Pay attention to Harris's position. Don't just look at the image. Don't do that. Find out what the woman has said and what she stands for. They're trying to clean a lot of that up and turn it around and spin it in other directions now, but it's not working, at least not in my world. Talk to you soon, William. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Good night. All right. We'll pause on that and come right back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.